We're going to go to is Jonathan. Good to have our son back from Youth Lit a Mission and from Uganda, and he's going to give a presentation on his trip.
Hello. Well, as he had said, I just got back from Uganda with Youth Lit a Mission, and first of all, I'd like to thank all of you who have helped me make this trip possible. It's been a truly life-changing experience, and I got a few pictures to show you. Well, children can wait for later. Okay, well, this is the first day that we had just arrived in Africa. We had like a free day off, so we decided to go like walk down to Lake Victoria because it was like pretty close. So, but as we were walking by, we passed through this village, and the three widows sitting in the middle there, they'd walk through and they just asked us for prayer because they had HIVs and they were really sick and they're having a real hard time. And the guy sitting here on the end is kind of like the whole, I guess, little leader or guy in charge, but he'd asked us that he'd really wanted us to pray for him, and our first day we're all like, all right, and so we just got to minister and pray to these people here. They had like 20 children, not all of them are pictured, but they're all running around, and it was really neat that like a first day out that we just got to go and like share Christ's love and just minister to these people. This is just some of our living. We had to stay in mosquito nets every night. We'd lay there at night and all the mosquitoes would fly in. They wouldn't be out in the day because it was too hot. It'd get to about 90 to 100 in the day and about 80 at night. So at night all the mosquitoes would come out and they'd buzz around the lights and then you'd sweep them off the floor in the morning. So it was pretty intense. That was probably our best meal we had. It was tilapia and chips, as they called them. And it was pretty good. We ate everything except for the bones. But other than that, we had beans and portia. Portia is kind of like this, looks like mashed potatoes, but it's ground up corn, flour, and water. And just pretty much tasteless. You didn't really, it's just a filler, but you get used to it. And then rice at night with the beans. And sometimes eggplant. But anyways, we finally got to Lake Victoria and hit another village. And we're like, all right, we had our first little taste of ministry. So we like started talking to the other people and we met this kid. They just got back from fishing and they brought back a bunch of tilapia. But it was just really like neat seeing the villages as we walked along. And then as we got into some of our actual ministry that with our team that had planned out, we did a lot of orphan work. We stopped at one orphanage here, and we got to like play with these little kids. These are most of these were just like dropped off by parents who couldn't afford to keep them, or they were sick and had some sickness, and that this little clinic place was just here to like help out with food and medication, and they provide all the stuff for them. But they couldn't hold too many in the whole care place because it wasn't a big enough building. But they also had infants, a lot of infants there, and they just had more people just coming in shifts to care for them. And a lot of our other work we did was more in fields, and all the kids would come. We'd ride in on this big bus. They call us Mzungus, which I guess was the white version for, I don't know, white people. Or they would be like, Mzungu, Mzungu, Mzungu. They'd all be happy. And some places that we went, we were the first white people they'd ever seen. And they're really excited to come see us, so they come rush to our little bus. And so they about get attacked and torn apart just stepping off. And they just come in, and we had lots of different like ministry stuff that we did. We did stuff like we do a little dance, some dramas and skits, and play with all the children. And then we'd sit down with them and share these little things that they gave out, like evangel cubes, as they called them, which had like the whole gospel story of how Christ came and all the like ways to like become a Christian. Well, most of the kids couldn't really understand English, but the older ones in high school or about that age could understand because they'd learned in school. But we had a translator to translate most of the stuff. Some fields that we went to was about 300, 200 people. But and another time, as you can see here, we went to this village way out in the bush. It took us 2 hours to get there, riding on a bumpy road in the back of a truck. About 15 of us in the back of the truck were all piled in there because transportation, everyone piles in as long as it's moving and can still ride above the ground. But this is, I want to share a story about this place that we hit here. This guy's name is Tyler, and he is with one of these later. These are like probably the older people you see. We haven't seen too many old people. Most everyone else is relatively really young. You don't see the older generation very much at all because most of them die from sickness or disease. But we came out to this bush, 3-hour bumpy ride. We're all dusty, coughing up dust. We get out and we put together our little plan, but nothing really worked out. But so Tyler was supposed to share, and he had about 30 seconds notice before he was supposed to share, and he had nothing planned. So he's like, all right, God, I'll just listen to what you got to say, because it's not me speaking, it's definitely you if anything happens. So he started talking, and he feels like he's supposed to pray for healing. So we're like, all right, if anyone needs healing, raise their hand. About more than half the people raised their hand, and they didn't speak English, so we had to translate. One lady had breast cancer, another guy had bone splinters in his leg, and he's on crutches hobbling in, and other people had various sicknesses of malaria or other things, and we didn't know exactly all because we only had one translator. But anyways, Tyler and Haley start praying for this lady that he has, that he's got his arm around, and she's just sitting there, and they're praying, and he's having trouble stumbling over all his words, and because he thinks it's supposed to be some declaration prayer, like, I rebuke the sin and the sickness in Jesus' name, but like he couldn't really speak. It was like all stumbling out. Like he's like, all right, God, she can't understand what I'm saying, so if anything's going to happen, it's going to be you. So he just prayed a simple prayer, God, just please heal her. And like instantly, the lady, she said she started feeling changes going on and things being removed and started growing. And like we didn't have a test from the doctor, but I believe God definitely healed her cancer. And then also, same place, Keith was playing for the guy with bone splinters in his leg. Well, Keith didn't have a translator, so he didn't know the guy even had a problem with his leg, so he was just like praying out. He said, God, just heal him, and he's just praying, and like his eyes were closed as he was praying for him, but like he didn't see what was going on. The guy is sitting there, he's like shaking his leg and all happy and smiling, and he got up and took off walking. He was jumping, like he was completely healed. The bone splinter is gone from his legs. He didn't need his crutches anymore. So it was just really awesome seeing God's work, just how real it, like God really is, and just have faith for the things that you didn't think could be possible, because God's real and He can do it. This little stream, they all just washed their clothes and everything's done by hand. I don't think there was such thing as washing machines, so we had to all wash our hands with like a bar of soap and a bucket. But it was pretty interesting. There's us crammed into the back of our vehicle with a little... That one was actually pretty nice because it had a rack. But that was only one place that we're at. Everywhere else, just you all piled in the back of this little truck. And we got to the top of this one village, and looking out, you could see like the ground below. Like at one point when you're walking by, it looks like it's like Nature Valley's Hidden Ranch logo. Like, you can see the valley all below. It was pretty sweet. An awesome view. Yeah, over Lake Victoria. You can see the whole ground below. It was actually called Monkey Mountain. It was supposed to be tons of monkeys, but I only saw like four. But it was really cool. And this was some of work at the fields that we would go out, and there would be mostly people from the surrounding villages would come, but we'd also have within the group a lot of orphans, but they weren't a part of any orphanages because there are not too many orphanages. So this picture you see here, we were told by one of the locals, when you see like little children around 12 carrying a little baby, it's usually not their brother or sister. It's usually their own child, because they all live together in the same hut, and their whole family is together. And the younger children see their parents having sex, and then they go out and do the same with all their friends, I guess, and they have babies, and at a very, very young age. And not all of them, I'm not exactly sure of the percent, but not all the babies survive or live because a child can't care for them because they're too young to know really what to do. So we had a lot of children come, and then people we ministered, they had like scabs on their heads, and we were told that was some disease. I can't remember what it was, but they're just really loving and looking for attention, because a lot of them, their parents would push them out on the streets and tell them to go beg and not to come home until they get some money. But so we're just going out, and probably one of the biggest things that we could do is share Christ's love and show how much that God really loves them. So through us, they just attacked us, and we'd play with them. We'd play little games like Duck, Duck, Goose, and that was a favorite. And then they liked being picked up and swung around. And you see little babies wandering around sometimes. Most of them unattended, unless they have a older brother or sister by them. And they love getting their picture taken. As soon as you take their picture, they want to see right away. So you're all showing them. They're all crowding around. They're all like laughing and pointing. But we walked by the sign, and I guess it was dangerous beyond that point. But we walked past on the bridge anyways. But this is one of our dances we did. They loved watching us. They'd always laugh whenever we danced, and then they'd get up and do like backflips and stuff, and like kind of make us look like we had peanuts for our stuff. But dance and music was a big part of their culture. They'd bang the drums, and then whenever they get really excited, they'd be like, "Aah!" and like shout really loud. So we're like, "Yeah!" So we join in with, and it was really cool. And we also had drama. It was about a girl who gets pressured by all these demons of pride, lust, drugs, depression, and finally Satan with suicide. And you can see Jesus' hand reaching for her, but he's there on the outside. So it was just like a real representation of like when you get beaten down and all kinds of things, that like God's still there, and he comes in and he rescues her and defeats the devil, and then he dies on the cross. And it was really powerful. We, as soon as we performed it at one church, they liked it so much they wanted us to do it again. So we're like, all right, so we get up and do it again. But then we had to do it like 3 times at the church, so I guess they really liked it. Oops. Go back. This is some of them just watching. You can see like some of their face, just like some of them. Most of the religion is Christian, but there's also a big part of Islam. There's mosques that you see quite often. They're all around. And so like those are the two main religions. But even though they claim to be Christians, they're not really, just kind of like in America where you're saying, "Yeah, I believe in God," but they're not really Christians. So they believed, but yet we could still pray with them and minister. And then whenever we had to leave, they'd chase us and run after us and hop on the bus. But this really showed how much of an impact there was on our life, that God just working through us. And of course, there's Obama paintings. And we walked by this place. I guess they really liked Obama. But there's some more as they're, we're heading off. A lot of them, some of them had like little phone numbers, and they give us like, one of our girls, like, she just came up to someone with a little piece of paper, is like, I like you, I want to be your friend, call me. And it has like their number, and then they give them like a banana. We're like, alright. So, like, they really, they weren't like hostile in any way, they're just really warm and welcoming. And this was something you can see in his backhand, a little evangel cube. It's kind of cool. It folds out and does all kinds of stuff. But they all listen in. We do first, like, draw on their attention, play games and sports with them. They liked rugby a lot. And they tried kicking the ball, but we had to show them he threw it because I don't think they really threw anything. So it was really fun. But that concludes my outreach from Uganda. It was definitely a life-changing experience, and not only did our team like help out like the surrounding areas and spread gospel to them and all that, but God worked through every one of our team members, and he just came to us a way that was like so unreal. That was just like, it was just incredible. Like, if you want to know, I can speak with you later after and tell you what God's done, but he truly is awesome.
Amen.